You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Republican North Carolina Congressman Robert Pittenger is siding with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when it comes to facing a threat of nuclear action from Iran. Pittenger tells Fox News on the record that President Obama has it all wrong.
The Prime Minister is the Winston Churchill of our day. He is the one crying out, trying to tell the world of this imminent threat. And it just seems to me that Neville Chamberlain has returned in the person of President Obama. He's in total denial of what this threat is.
Netanyahu's upcoming speech to Congress has drawn criticism from Democrats, but Pittenger says the real issue is the threat posed by Iran. The Israeli Prime Minister was invited to speak in front of Congress next month by House Speaker John Boehner, who didn't inform the president about the visit. North Carolina Congressman Robert Pittenger tells Fox News on the record having Benjamin Netanyahu speak to Congress is not a big deal.
The real issue is Iran with nuclear arms, and we can't get our eyes off that. The American people certainly appreciate and will appreciate what the Prime Minister will have to say, and that's why I'm so glad that he's coming to the Congress to speak to the Congress and frankly speak to the American people.
He says Benjamin Netanyahu understands the concerns from some about him speaking to Congress.
He said nothing critical about the president. Sure, the issue came up about him coming and the questions whether he would come or not. But he wants to come and speak to a bipartisan Congress, which he will speak to a bipartisan Congress, and he will convey his concerns.
Millions of Christians are observing Ash Wednesday today. The day is the start of the Lent season leading to Easter Sunday on April 5th. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning. My name is Rich Kaderi, and our show, as you know, for those who have been tuning in for the past 5 weeks, is called Modern Design. Today I'm very fortunate to have my guest by having Sherry Onswiller here. Hello. Say hi, Sherry.
Hello.
And what we're going to be talking about today is clutter, removing clutter from your life and from your home. But first, let's do the weather, which is not going to be good, as you all know. Okay, the computer is telling me that today we're looking at mostly sunny skies with a high of 27 degrees, which sounds warm compared to how it's been. Tonight we're looking at a 60% chance of snow again with a low of 9 degrees. Thursday, there's a 20% chance of snow with a high of 17 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy, it's going to get cold again with a low of, it says here, minus 4. That's cold. And then finally on Friday, we're talking about sunny skies with a high of 13 degrees. Well, as I say, I'm very fortunate today to have Sherry with us, and Sherry is a personal organizer. And one of the things that we've talked about in earlier broadcasts is it's a new year, it's a time to start over and to make changes in our life. And I think one of the most important changes is to be organized, to have our things set in place so that we feel comfortable with what we do and we're being efficient. Sherry came to me not too long ago, we've met, but I'm very impressed by her credentials. So why don't I introduce you, Sherry, and you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and we'll go into what you do.
Thank you, and thanks for having me today. I'm excited to be here. As Rich said, my name is Sherry Onweller, and my company is Everyday Organizing Solutions by Sherry. And I'm a professional organizer. I go into people's homes and businesses and help them declutter, help them with time management, and basically help them have the life that they want to have. And just a little bit about my background. I started out in corporate America. I have a degree in supply chain management and an MBA in finance. And I spent a lot of my corporate time sort of doing a lot of business analysis, linear regression, looking at data, making order out of chaos. And believe it or not, that translates very well to the clutter that we have in our homes and businesses.
Oh, very much so.
Yes, yes. And I love spreadsheets, so I get to use spreadsheets to help develop organizing plans for clients. I also do a lot of volunteer work with the Girl Scouts, foster care in Morris County, and the Junior Women's Club.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's get into the meat of things. And, of course, our show is Modern Design, so it's based upon design of the home. But let me talk to you about what I see most of the time. I'm brought in for many different reasons to projects. Often the reason is that people aren't unhappy with their living conditions. But sometimes that goes well beyond changing a blue couch to a beige couch. Mm-hmm. Often it has to do with people maybe falling out of love with their homes, so they've sort of neglected them a little bit. Often there's something psychological that's going on, an unhappiness, a change, a death, and so on. And what I see paired with that is clutter, both emotional clutter and physical clutter. And often I'm not able to achieve the goals that I need to achieve until I bring somebody like you to the forefront to get rid of that clutter. And wouldn't you say clutter is as much emotional as it is physical?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that often when I come into a home, I sort of hand in hand with the client, we take a step back and really assess what's going on, going through space by space, room by room, really looking at what's working, what's not working, kind of looking at what's working to parlay onto that new ideas, and coming up with solutions and really making it into a manageable task. I think a lot of times people get very overwhelmed with the clutter. And I think it's like that old expression, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
You know, that's very apropos because it really does. Clutter feeds on itself because clutter starts out very small. It's like a vice. Yeah. It starts out very small and then it sort of feeds on itself. And then all of a sudden you're not able to do what you're doing. So you're moving other things and then it spreads and it spreads and it spreads. And now you've lost control of it. And I see that in so many homes. You know, most people are the husband and wife or what have you, both partners are working and we're all busy and raising children and doing things. And it's very easy for clutter just to get out of control, and then you're lost at some point.
Yes, I think it sort of undermines itself once you look around and see so much clutter, and you see that maybe you have an hour of time, you just feel like, gosh, how can I make an impact? And like I said, I think it's really a process, and it's really taking a step back and making a plan and very methodically deciding what can be tackled. I know one very successful tool that I have is really nailing things down in a spreadsheet and getting the whole family on the same page.
Right, right, a plan.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And on that, let's sort of break it down to how you work. Let's say I'm going into one of my clients' houses here. It's a new job, and I see that there's stacks, which I see in many houses, there's stacks. And I realize I can't do what I need to do until I get you in there to get them organized. take us step by step. I set up the appointment. You speak to the homeowner on the phone. What would be your first step? What would you do when you got to the door?
Yes. So basically, like you said, I will usually talk to somebody on the phone, kind of map out the project in my mind, come in, and I usually kind of get an understanding of what their typical week, their typical month looks like.
So their business schedule, their social calendar, all that stuff.
Exactly, recurring events, so that I sort of secretly in my mind can carve out time that I can see them spending and dedicating to organizing. That's sort of my ulterior motive.
Right.
But also just really getting an understanding of how busy they are, what the flow of their life is. And then we step into basically room by room, drawer by drawer, looking at those things that are working, those things that aren't working. I take copious notes and really leave with the intent of putting that into a very actionable plan. And then the next step is really getting down and dirty with the client as far as going through those piles.
So you're actually on the floor and moving books and physically, yes. You have the physicality there.
Yes, exactly, exactly, with whatever level of help they need.
Sure.
Yeah, I have some clients who can sort of take the plan and run with it, others who really want my help every step of the way. And then I'd say the typical person wants me for certain things that are a bigger struggle.
Sure.
And some things they can manage to do on their own with direction.
Does that ever often, let's say somebody brings you in because, or a referral like me to get clutter out of the way, does it ever open the floodgates to other things?
Absolutely.
I would imagine it would, yeah.
Yeah, I've done so many interesting projects that are sort of offshoots of organizing. I've edited books.
Wow.
I've posted pictures on eBay, all kinds of things. But you're right, it's usually a larger issue, whether it's just too busy of a schedule, too many activities that the kids have, and really we kind of get to the crux of the issue.
I think there's a lot of psychology behind what but both you and I do, and I don't know, I've done this for a long time as of you, I can walk into a house and I get a sense of whether the family in the home, if things are working or if there's things are not working. I get a feel, and I wonder if you get that same thing.
Definitely, definitely. And I think in a lot of cases, I really encourage the families to even get children involved. Not to say that the kids are going to be involved every step of the way, but I think it's important that everybody in the family sees the process, understands it.
And I think it would probably be critical for maintenance. And I guess one of my next questions for you is, after you, let's say you get somebody physically organized, is there typically a follow-up period? Like, how does that normally work?
Yes, yes. We typically do have another touch where I come in and we kind of make sure that things are working. Maybe adjustments need to be made because we really, my goal is to make it stick,
right,
to make it work ongoing. So yes, there's definitely a follow-up.
See, that's the part of it that I find most interesting. And when I do a home, I always, you know, they're usually tweaks or down the road they want to do other things, and I'm always anxious to go back to see if they've kept it the way I've done it. So I would think even more so with what you do, you want to walk in and not see the clutter back.
Exactly. It's exciting going back. And if there is clutter, then I'm excited to help really nail down what the cause of that little bit of sliding back is and fix it.
Right.
And make it right.
And let's face it, do you know the families or the couples where you know the clutter is going to be back in 6 months?
I think one nice thing is I feel like by the time somebody calls me,
right,
they decided that they really want to make a change.
Well, that's true. They've already made that first critical step, haven't they?
Yeah, so I think that's huge. But yes, of course, it's human nature to kind of fall back
into those patterns.
But our goal is always to change those bad habits and create good ones.
Okay, Sherry, we're going to have a break right now. We're just coming up to commercial, and we'll be back with more Modern Design.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed, they're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama speaks at a summit on countering violent extremism today. Ahead of the summit, Obama penned an op-ed for the Los Angeles Times saying that while the U.S. has decimated al-Qaeda's core leadership and strengthened the nation's security, the battle against radicalism still rages across the world. The storms keep coming in the snow-weary Northeast. Forecasters say two storm systems are now on their way, adding more winter weather to New England's near-record snow season. Cold front moving in today could spread a fresh layer of snow from Ohio to Maine. Half of Americans see Hillary Clinton as the candidate of the future. That's according to a new CNN ORC poll that asked whether seven possible presidential candidates better represented the future or the past. Clinton finished first with 50%, while Elizabeth Warren finished second with 46%, saying she represented the future. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Vice President Joe Biden were tied at the bottom of the list. This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long.
Ugh.
But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Coptic Christians in New Jersey are worried that ISIS could target them in the U.S. next. Coptic lay leader Amgad Zakari says fear is escalating following the recent beheadings of 21 Coptic Christians in Libya.
And we all live in fear. We consider about every church here in New Jersey because we were really worried that something could happen to the Christian here as well.
Zakari says Coptic Christians consider those who were murdered by ISIS martyrs because they were singled out for death specifically because they were Christian. Hundreds of people from all across the tri-state area will attend a prayer service tomorrow night at St. Mary Coptic Orthodox Church in East Brunswick, New Jersey, to pray for the souls of the victims. Coptic lay leader Abmag Zakari says hundreds of people are expected to turn out for tomorrow night's prayer service.
We're going to pray for the soul of the 21 murders. We know there's a lot of Christians in Libya. I'm worried about, God forbid, there will happen more murders.
You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Republican North Carolina Congressman Robert Pittenger is siding with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when it comes to facing a threat of nuclear action from Iran. Pittenger tells Fox News on the record that President Obama has it all wrong.
The Prime Minister is the Winston Churchill of our day. He is the one crying out, trying to tell the world of this imminent threat. And it just seems to me that Neville Chamberlain has returned in the person of President Obama. He's in total denial of what this threat is.
Netanyahu's upcoming speech to Congress has drawn criticism from Democrats, but Pittenger says the real issue is the threat posed by Iran. The Israeli Prime Minister was invited to speak in front of Congress next month by House Speaker John Boehner, who didn't inform the president about the visit. North Carolina Congressman Robert Pittenger tells Fox News on the record having Benjamin Netanyahu speak to Congress is not a big deal.
The real issue is Iran with nuclear arms, and we can't get our eyes off that. The American people certainly appreciate and will appreciate what the Prime Minister will have to say, and that's why I'm so glad that he's coming to the Congress to speak to the Congress and frankly speak to the American people.
He says Benjamin Netanyahu understands the concerns from some about him speaking to Congress.
He said nothing critical about the president. Sure, the issue came up about him coming and the questions whether he would come or not. But he wants to come and speak to a bipartisan Congress, which he will speak to a bipartisan Congress, and he will convey his concerns.
Millions of Christians are observing Ash Wednesday today. The day is the start of the Lent season leading to Easter Sunday on April 5th. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And we are back. My name is Rich Scuderi, and our program is Modern Design. My studio is located in Flemington, New Jersey. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington. I'm at the Flemington Circle in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. If you'd ever like to come visit me and see my showroom, right now we're running a 20% off sale on all our furniture and gift items. Come visit us. The phone number is 908-884-0770. If you're just joining us, I'm very pleased to have as my guest Sherry Onweller. Am I saying your name right?
It's Onweller.
Onweller. I'm throwing that S in there. I don't think they're right. Sherry Onweller, who has a wealth of knowledge in what I would say is a universal need.
Yes.
We're on Twitter, and the station promotes us on Twitter. You can't imagine how much response we got for the show today, because I think everybody has an issue with clutter today more than ever. I think life is very complicated.
Yes.
And where we live becomes cluttered because our lives are complicated. So when last we left off, I think we were talking sort of basically about when you came in and ring the doorbell, how the process would go. Mm-hmm. So you were telling us that you'd come in and you'd go room by room, you're assessing their needs.
Yeah.
And I'll let you go through that, and then I'm going to ask you some specific questions that I have.
Sure. So I was saying basically we go through space by space, room by room, look at what's working, what's not working, take some good clues from what is working, and basically I come up with a plan that comes back the next time.
So the first time is just assessment.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like a work session.
Right.
Yes. And then the second time it's come back, go through the plan.
The assessment plan.
Assign priorities, who will handle what's most important, and then get down and dirty with the organizing.
So is that typically that second time or maybe the third time?
Yeah, you know what? It depends on the person
right.
and their energy level and their time. But sometimes right then and there, once we go through it, we just get to work.
And in terms of in the residential environment, are you dealing with young families? What is there a sort of a trend that you see? Is it?
Oh, you know, I see definitely young families
right.
where maybe it's a stay-at-home mom
right.
Who has a couple of kids with lots of activities. Maybe it's a dual-income couple where their time is precious.
Sure.
And they just really need a plan to get things going. Often it may be a senior citizen who's looking to downsize. Maybe that's the house they've lived in
right.
forever, and it's about really kind of coming up with a plan to stage it, as well as really deciding what things they want to bring with them, what they want to get rid of.
And don't you think when your environment is clutter-free, you're just a happier person in general?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, and I don't promote sort of a Spartan environment
right.
of nothingness, but you're right, having just the things that you love and feel like you need and enjoy.
Oh, absolutely around you. I want to start with what I call, and to me there are certain spots in a home that are just catch-alls.
Yeah.
And I want to throw some stuff at you. One thing we're big on in modern design is of trends and hot topics and what's very critical. And to me, I think there are three areas in a home that are the catch-alls. Number one, the basement.
Yes.
Number two, the attic. And number three, and probably where my catch-all is, if I could be truthful to you, that's why I thought it'd be my house at some point, but I have to clean before you come. It's kind of like you hire a cleaning person, but you clean before they come.
Right.
I'd have to like organize myself before you could see what I have. My catch-all happens to be the garage.
Okay.
And starting with the basement,
yes.
I'd like to go with that space first. What do you usually see when you go into basements?
So it could be a finished basement or a non-finished basement.
Okay.
Often when it's a finished basement, it's a playroom for
okay.
the kids or a game room. Unfinished, it's often boxes everywhere. And,
right.
And sort of the basement and the attic, looking at it if it were an unfinished basement.
Right.
I kind of like to have people approach in the same way. Have some shelving for storage.
Okay.
And really, again, I love my spreadsheets, but really sort of documenting what's down there. So whether it is seasonal, Christmas decorations, holiday decorations, really having storage units like the large Rubbermaid bins with lids
right.
that get numbered and kept on a spreadsheet or on a piece of paper, you know, bin number one, location, contents. Could be hand-me-down clothes.
Right.
Could be just overflow items.
Sherry, that's so critical. And I think that's one of the things that I see with people is that people have, I have a woman who I deal with in Somerset who has a wealth of art and some beautiful things. But we go down her basement and everything's in boxes, but the boxes are not numbered. And she has no idea what's in these boxes.
Yes.
So the
yes.
key is to have those boxes labeled, I would say.
Exactly.
And there's some sort of an order or a list. So if you go to look for something seasonally, you can find it.
Yes.
Because every time she's going to find something for me, I have to go through every single box.
Yes, and you're reinventing it. And that also works really well for families that get lots of hand-me-downs.
Sure.
You know, I tell people, be critical of what comes into your house before you store it.
Oh, so you have to sort of prioritize.
Yes, and then really put it in that box, label that box, keep the details on the spreadsheet. The same works well for sports equipment,
right.
Whether you have kids or you're a ski buff, you know, just really being brutal. And then often I see in basements kind of a food area, sort of like the mini Costco.
Right, right.
And I think with that, I love those sort of industrial shelving units.
Okay.
And really having by category your things on there.
So right.
So kind of canned vegetables, pastas, and really going through it, looking at code dates.
Right.
Being sure everything down there is usable.
Because everything has a shelf life, even canned things, and
yes.
People have to realize that.
Exactly.
Well, let's break it down to shelving, too, because this is something I'm also very interested in. So let's say I want to get my basement organized. So
yes.
I do want to get my basement organized. I went out to one of the home improvement stores, and I bought the metal shelves.
Yes.
Do you prefer them? What type of shelf do you think is the best shelf for basement storage?
I really like, for basement storage, I like the metal shelves that have like the wood sort of surfaces between the metal. So the metal,
because you have support?
Yeah, you have the support of the metal, but then the wood allows you to put odd-sized things on it without it falling through.
Through, okay.
Yeah, because sometimes if you get the baker's rack type situation, you could have odd-sized things falling through.
Because I've also purchased the, you see them in the home improvement stores, I've purchased the plastic shelving,
yes,
and
yes.
I don't find that they have the same amount of support.
No, not the durability. I mean,
right.
I think if it's, depending on what it is, if it's maybe craft supplies, that may work.
Right.
Kids supplies. But I really like the heavy-duty
shelving. All right, so I'm very big on lists and leaving people things. So, all right, so we're going to recommend that we go out and we get the metal shelves.
Yes.
Now, do you also recommend that we line up our shelves so they're shelf-to-shelf, almost as if we have bookcases?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I like to line a wall. That's what I have in my basement.
Okay.
And, I think that works well.
And then in a basement, on the shelves, each shelf is not just stuff thrown on a shelf. Each one is in a box.
Depending, like if it were the food scenario,
okay.
Like you're sort
well, let's,
of...
Let's start with just bric-a-brac and clutter and so on.
Yes, then I really do like to have things in a well-labeled container.
Okay.
I like the see-through containers. I think they're nice.
See, that's critical. I think the see-through containers... I made some mistakes and I've used white cardboard containers.
Okay.
But then again... You're more apt to use the things you need or find them quicker if they're clear, which is what a great tip for our audience, the clear containers.
Yes.
And then what do you normally label with? Do you use, I've used even painter's tape where I've written it on it. Is there a label that you like to use or a system?
I think whatever is easiest for the person.
Okay.
A label maker, I think, is great.
Like a paint touch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's wonderful because then you're kind of going to respect this typed up label.
Right.
But for others, you know, just doing it by hand is fine.
Right.
And it could just be masking tape or painter's tape.
Okay.
But just sort of taking the time to do it neatly so that you really look at it and follow it.
Do you also go room by room as far as the boxes that correspond with the rooms in the house, or how does that normally work?
I sort of tend to do it by category. So sort of the out-of-season clothing is one area.
Actually, that makes a lot more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if you had, like, say...
Functions.
Yeah. So all clothing would be in a clothing box or a series of clothing
boxes
next to each other.
Exactly.
Or seasonal if you have holiday things.
Yes, absolutely. So Christmas stuff together, Easter stuff together. And I definitely encourage my clients to go through a season of that holiday and be brutal once they get through it, thinking about, okay, which things did I use, which things didn't I use, and donating the things that they never put out.
Sherry, is there a rule of thumb with that? Is there, you know, I've heard so many things from, and it varies from person to person. They say, oh, if you don't use this in 6 months, you should throw it out, or 3 months. Or do you have a general rule with people of what to keep and what to dump? Because I find that personally to be very difficult.
I think it depends on the item. Like if it's the seasonal decor,
right.
Go through a year so you hit that holiday again and
right.
See what you've used. Clothing, I say to go through a season, and I think a great thing to do is when you hang your clothing in your closet,
right.
Put the hangers backwards, and as you wear something, turn it around so it's facing the proper way, and then at the end of the season,
you have worn. Wow, you have given, I think, the best tips so far since we started Modern Design. I never thought of that. And then you really see, I wear this, I don't wear this.
Yeah, because sometimes you feel like you feel compelled to keep things, but then in actuality, when you see you haven't used it, time to donate.
Well, let's talk about clothes, because clothes tend to be an issue. And I will say I'm a hoarder of clothes. I've been a myriad of sizes through my life, but thank God right now, I'm glad this is radio, I'm sort of back to the size that I was many years ago, which is kind of a nice thing. So I'm getting to wear some clothes that I wore years ago, and I have a lot of things that are very big right now that I'm not really sure what to do with. They're high quality. What do you recommend with people like that when they make a life change and they have clothes that are too big for them? You always have that fear that, oh my goodness, this is something that could change. Do you have a general rule with something like that?
I feel like for when people save clothes in case, you know, their size changes, I feel like there's always a twist to the style, you know.
Which you're 100% right?
Yes. Shoulder pads, right. Peplums. Right. There's always something a little bit different. So I really encourage people within reason to get rid of things that they don't really, you know, being honest with themselves, that they don't see themselves using.
Sherry, why is it that we hold on to these things? Is there a deeper meaning? What do you think the reason is that we hold on to something that we know that that's out of style or that we don't even like anymore? What's keeping us sort of around us?
I think part of it is nostalgia.
Okay.
That time period.
Sure.
And if it's something that's a smaller size, you know, it's holding out that hope.
Oh, for sure.
That you're going to get to that size. But honestly, I don't think it's really productive and healthy to hold on to it. A few special things, yes, that's fine. And some sentimental things. Within reason, I always tell people they're allowed one nice big mementos box for that kind of stuff.
I think everybody in our audience probably needs you. Do you have a number you'd like, the phone number you'd like to give out to our audience members, how they can reach you?
Oh, sure. It is 908-619-4561. And my email is sonweller, and I'll spell it at AOL.com. So it's S-O-N as in Nancy, W. E-L-L-E-R at AOL.com.
Because I think what you do is universal. I have yet to meet, I've been doing this, Sherry, as you know, for 16 years. I have never gone into a home, and some people are wonderful and meticulous. Everybody needs help with clutter.
Yes.
Everybody needs help with clutter.
And sometimes it's just about how to be more efficient. I've had a lot of people call me who are super organized, but just want to make things flow better.
Right.
And sort of pass that gift on to their children, that skill set.
Well, I think what you said, too, about having the children involved in the process, I think that's critical.
Yes. I've worked with many children, elementary school age, up through college. Sometimes it's about time management and more kind of from a schoolish perspective.
Right.
But often on their rooms, their stuff, being more efficient in the morning, how to find a little more time in their day,
sure.
How to manage their time better.
And those little minutes make a difference, especially in the morning.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go through. I have some areas of the house to go through. So let's finish up in the basement. So you're in the basement. So for the basement, you recommend the metal shelves with the wood.
Yes.
You recommend the clear plastic boxes so you can see through them. Is there a certain size that you like? Do you like a lid? Is there a certain...
I like them to fill the space on the shelf.
Okay.
You know, so sort of to maximize your space, I do like lids for sure.
Everything should have a lid on it.
Yeah. I mean, there are those exceptions where it's an oddly shaped decor item where you can't do that. But I do like lids so that just to keep the dust out. I think it looks more buttoned up. I think really people respect the space if it looks nice.
Exactly. And then everything should be labeled in the front?
Yes, in the front.
Okay.
And then also on that, whether it's a spreadsheet on your computer.
And it should correspond to a spreadsheet.
Absolutely.
That you can keep online.
Or a piece of notebook paper that you keep in your filing cabinet under organizing.
Okay, so let's say we have our bric-a-brac done. We have our clothes done. What else is a good, and then let's say maybe our canned goods for like a second pantry.
Yes.
What else is a good basement item?
You know, a lot of people tend to have tools in the basement.
In the basement.
Yeah. Either the garage or the basement. And it's nice to get some kind of, whether it is kind of the things that look more like a garage type storage unit that they have at the home stores.
Right.
That are kind of the cabinets that open, or depending on your tools, the drawers that roll out. Those
exactly.
are very nice. Even a bookcase, like a couple bookcases down there.
Could work.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just categorizing everything.
What about issues with moisture? Do you make sure that people put things, let's say, on pallets so that we don't have to worry that the things are up if you're organizing in a basement?
That's why I like the shelving. I think it's good. And I think having the dehumidifier down there is a good thing.
Critical.
I would not put clothing in the basement if there's a moisture issue. Better
right.
off putting it in the attic or
right.
under the bed storage bins.
All right, well, that's a good transition, because my next thing is, how do you feel about, and this is one thing that I'm a little proud of, is in this house I decided I'm not putting anything in the attic, and
okay.
I just keep the attic clean and clear. I have one of my heating units in there, and I keep that separate. How do you feel about the attic as opposed to the basement, or in addition to the basement?
I think it depends. I know in some areas the houses don't have basements,
right?
And in that case, I think the attic becomes...
Let's say you have both. What would be your area of choice? Would it be the basement or the attic?
I think the basement is just so much more accessible.
I agree. It's much more accessible.
Yeah. No matter how you slice it, there are always funky contraptions to get into attics. It just...
And then besides that, don't you always think that you always have the issue of the heat?
Yes. Yeah. So, for example, photos like to live where we like to live.
I agree.
So you would not want to put that in an attic.
So, right, exactly. Also, yeah. candles. How many people... You
yes.
know, this is something that is
yes.
so funny that I see all the time. People take their candles and they
yes.
put them in boxes and they put them in the attic, and then they wonder why they have this mess when
yes.
the holidays come.
Yeah, I agree. And I think maybe if you have to use an attic, something like luggage.
Luggage is good for an attic, okay.
Yeah, possibly some of your seasonal, like cushions, things
right.
that go outside. Maybe that huge lawn Santa that
right.
you just don't know where else to put it, and it's once a year
right.
that you're pulling it down. But I wouldn't use it as real storage.
But generally, if you have both, basement is better. And I tend to agree to that on
yes.
shelves.
Yes.
So you're up if, God forbid, there's any water or moisture. Everything is sealed in these boxes and it's contained.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree.
Let's talk about my nightmare, and that is the garage.
Yes.
I went from an apartment to a townhouse to a house and to with a two-car garage, and now I have the oversized three-car garage.
Okay.
And I have more clutter in there now than ever.
Yes.
So what do you typically do with garages? Because, you know, I do see in the magazine such wonderful things you can do to make garages more functional.
Yes.
Any suggestions or tips for our people out there that have these garages and they're just packed?
I think the first thing to do is really to be brutal and take a look on a nice warm day once we have them again.
I know, if that ever happens again.
I know, to just pull the cars out, pull the stuff out, put some tarps down on your driveway, and
uh-huh.
really be brutal, pull everything out. There's so, I find that most of the time, 70% of what people have accumulated in their garage is not necessary. Old paint, chemicals, each town has a way to deal with chemicals.
Sure.
And just kind of taking a day to really get out of there anything that is not necessary, and then really strategizing with what is left.
Exactly.
It's nice to have sort of like a potting table if you're a gardener.
Sure.
With some storage underneath it and
right.
keep all the gardening stuff there. I think shelving is nice to have for mm-hmm. some of those, you know, maybe it's your car cleaning supplies,
right.
whatever your hobbies or interests are. And a lot of clients have been buying sheds lately.
Yeah.
And kind of keeping some of their gardening stuff in there.
You know, you're very right. It's rare that I go to a home in Hunterdon County where they don't also have a shed, even if they have a three-car
right.
garage.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think that's a nice option because you can really see everything. It's accessible. So, and I also think keeping it swept out is really a great thing. You know, really trying to make it feel nice.
Right. Make it feel like a spook. Because let's face it, many of us don't even go through our front door, so we don't see our front entrance. But on a daily basis, if we have a garage and we're fortunate enough to go through that way, you see that every day.
Exactly.
And if you come out to ugliness, it's very depressing, isn't it?
It is. And I find for people who have children, a lot of the kids' toys, sports equipment accumulate. So it's nice to get those round bins with the rope handles.
Yes.
And have one for ball-type items, one for stick-type items, like
okay.
bats and lacrosse sticks and all, and one for miscellaneous. And that's a super easy way to have it be portable for when they want to bring it out and play.
Sure.
And that's, storing it.
That's when we go into our next segment, because we're coming up to commercial, I really want to talk about kids' rooms.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Assure Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Assure Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back with Modern Design. Before the break, or if you're just tuning in, I was talking to Sherry Onweller. I said it right without the S, I think, this time. And we were talking about areas that are clutter zones for our homes. We talked a lot about the basement, what you can do, and Sherry gave us some hints. We talked about what to put, not put in the attic, and then we were talking about the my catch-all and many of ours, which is the garage space. I had a question for you, which we hadn't discussed before the show, is a lot of times I do kitchen. One of the things that I do is I redo kitchens. And what I like to do is I like to recycle. I don't like to put things in landfills. So often when I do my demo, I take the top cabinetry or the old cabinetry out. I'll paint it white or gray, and then I'll install the old cabinetry on the back wall in the garage, so that's an area for storage. And people seem to like that because we're not getting a dumpster, we're not putting it in a landfill. Good idea or bad idea to have closed storage in a because I can see where you might say both, as far as, you know, storing stuff that's closed storage in a garage.
I think that I think it's all about knowing what is where.
Okay.
And I think if you have the opportunity to do that and use those cabinets, right, what a great thing. Right. So I think it's about labeling it or just really nailing down what goes where, because I could easily see it becoming an amorphic blob of stuff.
Right, right. So again, it could be closed storage because that looks nice, but we want to make sure that it's all labeled and so on. How do you feel about keeping old paint containers? Because I have a
my own thoughts on that, but you know, every house you go to, whether it's a resale or you've painted in the past, you have those cans.
Right, right. Yes, I myself just bought some cat litter to put into the cans to get rid of some of my old paint.
Right.
I do think it makes sense to keep some for as touch-up paint.
Right.
But within reason.
Right.
And know yourself. Are you really going to use it? If the answer is no, then you may not want to keep it. But I do think that it's reasonable to keep an amount that will allow you to touch up some.
Okay, I'm going to throw my thoughts into that, and something that I've just noticed through the years. Besides owning Maven Hill Designs, I also own Maven Hill Painting, so we paint every week. And I will tell you this: over time, paint oxidizes in the can, and people don't realize that. It's very important for you to have a physical list of each color in each room with the color and the number. But over the long term, that can of paint that you picture, shaker beige, taupe, 3 years from now is not exactly the same color because it continues to break down,
yeah.
And touch-ups become a disaster sometimes.
That
with
makes
paint.
Sense. Yeah, so. Yeah. So really, probably putting a date on that can would be a great idea, and just saying get rid of after this date.
Exactly. And then, what types of items are difficult to get rid of in a garage, or what type of items do you have problems with, or you can make suggestions, whether it be electronics? You know, you can't just throw everything in the garbage anymore. So maybe
right,
some general
right.
suggestions for us of how to get rid of difficult items.
Yes. So I know that in Morris County, there is a facility on Goldmine Road where you can make an appointment and get rid of, you can bring all of your hazardous materials, oil-based paint, cleaning solvents, and I'm sure that each town has something similar.
So you're suggesting is contact the town.
Yes, and you usually it's a facility where you make an appointment. It's free if you're a resident, or a very nominal
fee.
Amount.
Right.
To just load up your car. You don't even have to get out of your car. They unload it for you.
Wow.
Same with the electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Most towns have at least 1 or 2 days a year for the electronics recycling. And
right.
same thing. You load up your car, bring it there, and
they'll take it off and take
yeah.
it from you.
Yeah, rather than, you know, trying to figure out what to do with it. I think
yeah.
that's the safest way.
I tell you, I see a lot of clients with old-fashioned television
I
sets.
I need to say, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
yeah,
big one, isn't it? And you can't just throw a television set in the garbage.
No, that is a biggie. Everybody wants the flat screen today, so you can't even give it away.
No, yeah, you can't give it away, and that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to transition on to what I think, for me in my industry, because I deal with a lot of young families, is children, toys, and clutter.
Yes, yes.
And I want to get your feedback, and then I have a lot of questions for you. How do you handle it? You have 2 or 3 children. Obviously, they have to have toys. Obviously, the holidays come, and there's toys, there's birthdays, there's toys, and it becomes overwhelming.
Yes.
What are some of your general rules for children and toys?
Well, to take one step back with holidays and birthdays, I
sure.
definitely try to encourage my clients to ask relatives, friends to give an experience as a gift. Maybe your child wants dance lessons or drumming
nice.
Lessons.
Nice.
Try to do what you can, theater tickets, movie tickets.
Wow.
If it's a child who already has more than they could want, and a lot of kids these days are picking a charity and asking that in lieu of gifts, people make a donation.
Wow.
Which is a great thing.
That
but
is a great thing.
Barring that, for the toys that you do have, I think it's important to decide, where do you want toys to live?
Okay.
Are you comfortable as a family having toys live in the living room, the playroom, the child's room, the basement? Pick, I prefer 1 or 2 places. Maybe
okay.
the bedroom, they have books and maybe Legos.
Okay.
Kind of be very purposeful in what's allowed to be where, and then have bang up storage for whatever it is. So if you've decided books and Legos live in the child's room, I think a great solution for Legos, which are an issue for boys, girls, everybody, I love the under the bed rolling storage bins.
Yes, yes.
Because I find I've gone through every vacillation of Lego storage, and I feel the thrill is in the hunt.
Sure.
As many times as I've color coded, categorized, I think the kids really enjoy hunting for those pieces,
right.
And I love having some type of shelving unit in the bedroom for
right.
displaying the final a creation, you know, whether it's a Lego Star Wars ship, and then also having the books on those bookcases.
Right.
As far as storage of other types of toys, bookcases are your best friend. Bookcases with bins.
Bookcases
that
with
are
bins.
Labeled
right.
With cute little, it could be sort of like the tag sale type labels.
Well, you know, it's become in fashion recently to have bookshelves with baskets.
Yes, that's now, what I mean.
Are
yes.
baskets, no, but yes. are wicker baskets or whatever, are they a good solution? Or sometimes they're kind of bulky and hard to deal with.
Yes, I think for things like craft supplies, they can be messy. I love those see-through lid bins.
Yeah, I think you're better off with that, especially if you're going to do paints or stuff like that, right?
Yes, perhaps it's a child's room and you're allowing them to have like a couple bins worth of stuffed animals.
Right.
Then it might be cute to have a few pretty decorative fabric or wicker bins in there. But I think you're right. For the bulk of the toy storage, I really do think that it's better to have true containers on those shelves.
On the shelves.
And again, for younger kids, see-through is great because it helps them with cleanup. And I think with kids, it's very important to define for them what clean up your room means, whether it's you help them the first time, take a picture of what that looks like.
Sure, and give them
that in their room and say, you know, when I say clean up your playroom or your bedroom, this is
what it means.
Mean.
Yeah, no, it's very important. I think if you start early on with children, they're sort of sponges and absorb everything.
Yes.
Of their expectations, I think you're going to have a better outcome.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what about donations? I'm sure what happens a lot when you do your assessment, you see, and I see so much excess with people that just, so much excess because people are generous and their children and so on. Any suggestion of a resource to donate stuff? Maybe your child has outgrown some of the stuffed animals and there's so many people in need right in our own area.
Yes.
Is there a good resource to donate or in general? Or I know you're very involved also in some in charitable things. Maybe you can make some suggestions.
Yes. I mean, I think we're very lucky in this area to have a lot of places that are super easy to donate to because they come to pick things up at your home.
Sure.
The Lupus Foundation, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the war veterans, the Catholic Charities, they will all come and pick things
up. And they'll pick things up.
They will. And it's really, they'll take home decor, they'll take books. The only thing that they tend not to take is upholstered furniture is tricky now.
Right.
You know, you really, that's a tricky thing in mattresses and all. But I think that's a great route to go.
Yeah.
And they, I know like with lupus, they, you know, the money that they make from things goes to lupus research.
That's terrific.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you're right. It's about repurposing and donating as much of that excess as you can.
Sure, I hate to do this to you, but believe it or not, we have a minute left.
Oh my gosh.
It went so fast, I told you the best.
Wow.
And I was going to ask you, as I do all my guests, if you could sort of summarize for clutter, and I'm definitely going to have you back again because there's so much to talk about with clutter, just some general parameters of clutter to keep our lives easier. Anything you can come up with as a credo or an idea? Or
sure, yes. I think that let your motivator be keep only what you love or need.
Right.
And let that sort of drive your efforts. And that old saying that I said earlier, that how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Think about that with your clutter.
Right.
Don't let yourself become overwhelmed at the thought of getting through it, but also don't let yourself become paralyzed. You know, if you spend 1 hour more a week than you did before decluttering, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you can be very successful just methodically getting through it.
Well, thank you for all your tips. I mean, I've learned so much today. Can't wait to go home and to carry it out. Okay, thank you very much. And we will see you next week with another episode of Modern Design.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama is hosting a summit on countering violent extremism today. However, Illinois Republican Representative Adam Kitzinger tells Fox News he doesn't buy how the administration is looking at violent extremism.
To not want to be in war, to deny that ISIS is growing, to deny that extremism is exploding, to deny that Europe is falling apart under the hands of the Russians.
Nigerian armed forces say they have killed more than 300 Boko Haram fighters and recaptured nearly a dozen towns from the extremists. Nigerian defense spokesman said the operation lasted for 3 days and included a number of airstrikes. 10 Nigerian soldiers were killed in the operation. Gary Alfonso has more.
Several bomb attacks have killed scores of people in separate towns in the past 2 days, but authorities believe those are being carried out by isolated supporters.
Stocks are lower at the open as investors await the latest release of the Fed minutes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are all down slightly after the opening bell. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means waste.